This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg. It's the final day to submit feedback on the future of the National Center for Atmospheric Research, or NCAR. The federal government is considering dismantling it. CPR's Sam Brash reports.
NCAR is headquartered at the iconic Mesa Lab in Boulder. Founded in 1960, it coordinates research to improve weather prediction. The Trump administration first promised to dismantle the science lab in December, saying it had become a hotbed for, quote, climate alarmism. It's collected ideas to restructure the center for the last few months. Governor Jared Polis and Congressman Jonah Goose have called on organizations to speak up in its defense. Comments can be filed at nsf.gov until Friday night. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Much of the Mountain West has seen record-breaking heat since December, and that's expected to continue. The Mountain West News Bureau's Yvette Fernandez.
The last day of winter isn't technically until March 20th. But the heat has been so extreme that federal scientists are already calling it a record breaker. It ranks as the second warmest nationally in 130 years. Large portions of Idaho, Nevada, Arizona, Utah, Wyoming, Colorado, and New Mexico were categorized as, quote, much above average in February, with pockets in several states considered the warmest ever, according to NOAA. Dan Burke is a meteorologist with the Las Vegas National Weather Service who says the regional trend will continue.
We'll be above normal in Denver and again in Boise, but down here in the desert southwest and Vegas, Las Vegas and Phoenix, and we're going to be seeing historic levels of heat next week.
Temperatures in parts of the southwest could hover around 100 degrees. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Yvette Fernandez.
About 12,000 people across the Front Range are experiencing power outages. Xcel says that there could be more outages tomorrow due to high winds. It's 8:06.